Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Rana Sidani Kasu, head of Middle East and North Africa Communications for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. Rana, what are the main things your organization is doing in the fight against coronavirus in the Middle East and North Africa?
The IFRC is working on two fronts. First of all, strengthening the capacity of the Red Cross and Red Crescent National Society for them to be able to respond to this outbreak. And the second thing we are doing is sharing the right information for people to know how to protect themselves, and helping the national society to spread the right information to fight infodemic and rumors and to deal with the fear. You know, when people, they don't know what to do to protect themselves, they don't take the prevention measures seriously. And the first step to stop this pandemic is really for the people to know what to do to protect themselves and their families. So from one side, we are helping national societies to train their volunteers on infection prevention and control measures in case they need to transport a person who is suspected of being infected by coronavirus, to train the volunteers on providing psychological support to people who might need to be isolated, and to train as well the volunteers on how to protect themselves if they are helping people with coronavirus.
Where are the hardest hit locales in your region, and why are they the hardest hit?
Well, definitely in the region of the Middle East and North Africa, the health system has been suffering for a long time. This region suffered from armed conflict, from protracted crisis. So the health system is not always able to early detect cases, test them, isolate them, do the contact tracing. So we are worried about countries that have been suffering from war, definitely, where the health system is hardly able to cope with the health needs. 50% of health facilities in Syria are not functioning or partially functioning. In Yemen, more than 50% of the hospitals are not working as well, and the country is already suffering with the dengue fever outbreak, with the cholera outbreak.
You are listening to Rana Sidani Kasu, head of Middle East and North Africa Communications for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. Rana, are you facing any obstacles that are unique to the Middle East and North Africa that colleagues elsewhere don't report?
The obstacles are really related to the realities in each country. In most of the countries, our Red Crescent and Red Cross National Societies are everywhere because the volunteers belong to their community, so they have access to their community. But in some places, the volunteers, they don't have access for security reasons, for example. What we are worried about is really like refugee camps or migrant transition or people on the move. Those people, you know, they live in crowded places with an infrastructure that might not always provide them with adequate water to wash their hands and keep hygiene. Maybe they live in crowded places where they cannot keep their physical distancing from the others. Maybe they are migrants on the move. They don't understand the language. They don't know what to do to protect themselves. Our volunteers are reaching those communities, but definitely we are worried about them, and there is a need for a collective effort to reach them. It's the responsibility of each and one of us as individuals, as communities, as international organizations, as governments, to protect those vulnerable people.
Rana Sidani Kasu, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.